This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Iranian officials reported Monday Iranian President Abraham Raisi, Foreign Minister Hossein Amir Abdollahian, and other officials were found dead Monday at the set of a helicopter crash in northwestern Iran. Iran's Supreme Leader of Ali Khamenei announced 5 days of mourning and placed Vice President Mohammad Makhber in charge of the executive branch. Raisi, an ultra-conservative Khamenei protege, was seen by many observers as the supreme leader's preferred successor, was elected president in 2021 in a vote that saw his most prominent rivals barred from running and a record-low turnout from the electorate. Speaking at the Pentagon Monday, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was asked if U.S. intelligence had any insight into the cause of the crash that killed the Iranian president.
We don't have any insights into the cause of the accident at this point. And certainly I know the Iranians are investigating or will investigate, and so we'll see what the outcome is once their investigation is complete.
Austin said the incident had no effect on the U.S. defense posture in the region. He did not see any broader regional security impacts at this point. The head prosecutor at the International Criminal Court announced Monday that he is seeking arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, along with three Hamas leaders, in connection with the crimes against humanity in connection with the Israeli-Hamas war, a decision that drew a slew of reactions. Israeli President Isaac Herzog called the announcement beyond outrageous. The announcement drew a strong response from the Israel's top ally as well, the U.S. In a statement, U.S. President Joe Biden called the application for arrests outrageous. At a news conference Monday, State Department spokesman Matthew Miller, echoing a statement made earlier by Secretary of State Antony Blinken, fundamentally rejected the move. The ICC must take its case now to a panel of pretrial judges who will determine if the evidence supports the warrants.